This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Jim and Grassley has to stop playing games, pretending like the nomination can continue to glide through, while at the same time the Senate conducts a review of these allegations. Hastily arranged private phone calls with committee staff members is not even close to constituting a fair and thorough review. It's not part of any sort of regular order and does not substitute for an FBI background check or a public hearing.
You know, it's very unfortunate that they didn't mention it sooner, but with all of that being said, it will, I'm sure, work out very well. You're talking about an individual who is as high a quality individual as you'll ever see.
Trump, and before that, Senator Chuck Schumer, talking about Brett Kavanaugh. The issue is about something that happened when he was in high school, and people are wondering, who is this professor, Christine Blasey Ford, who joins us now, who better to talk about that than Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. So everybody's buzzing over this Kavanaugh confirmation. Ellen, what's the latest with Ford?
Well, the latest is actually that they are going to have a hearing. It means that the Thursday vote on his nomination will not happen this Thursday, but they're definitely going to have a hearing, and they're going to have Kavanaugh back, and then they're going to have this accusing woman. Now, two people who dated Kavanaugh during high school said this didn't happen to women, so we just don't honestly know, and we don't know the veracity of her story.
Yeah, and it's not unprecedented, though, that a timeline could be pushed, because we've seen this happen in confirmation hearings before. And it's interesting because people are comparing the Anita Hill situation, but the Anita Hill situation pushed the timeline for the confirmation of Clarence Thomas quite a bit.
Well, it certainly did. And, you know, I was on a conference call today that was done by Planned Parenthood, and they had all these lefty groups on, and all they would talk about is the Anita Hill hearings, interestingly enough, and that she wasn't believed that Clarence Thomas got confirmed. Now, obviously, the president wanted to confirm Kavanaugh before October 1st, when the new session of the Supreme Court starts, but that's clearly not going to happen.
Yeah. How about this, the Senate and the opioid bill? That was up for vote tonight.
Right. It was 99-1, and what's fascinating about that is the one person was Mike Lee, who is the senator from Utah, or one of the two senators from Utah, and Mike Lee voted against it. We're not exactly sure why. He's obviously a Mormon, so he may have had some problems with some of the drug issues going on with that, but it may have been something totally different. I just don't know, and he hasn't said anything. But the bill actually provides a lot of money to the states, $500 million to the states. It does produce a way of making sure that people get treatment. So a lot of people think it doesn't go far enough, but frankly, it's a start.
Yeah. Something that you sent me that I dug a little further into that I thought was fascinating, you guys cover the UN like nobody's business, is these screenings that they're talking about with asylum seekers to actually do at sea. And this is Austria and Italy who are proposing screening them at sea. Is this something you'll think we'll ever see in the U.S.?
Well, I don't know whether we're ever going to see it at the U.S. because the United States, although we're surrounded by water, we may not be able to do people at sea like they can in the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
And so now, of course, they're trying to interview people and then not give them asylum if they don't meet the criteria, whatever the European Union has to do. But by the way, the United States also cut down on the number of people that they will let in under any kind of asylum or anything like that to 30,000 people. And it was at 45,000 people, which a lot of Democrats thought was way too small to begin with, but now they've cut it to 30,000 people a year. It's a refugee cap.
Wow. This is huge. Everybody's talking about the China tariffs, the $200 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods. What does this mean for business people who deal with China?
Well, it's really interesting. First of all, it's going to start with a 10% tariff, and then it's going to go to 25% by the end of the year. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, not exactly a left-wing group, actually complained bitterly about it and said this was not the way to do that. Look, China does terrible things to the United States. They try and essentially dump steel, which means that they, dumping means you actually are people pay less than it costs to manufacture, et cetera. They say that there's intellectual property rights. That's what they issued in their statement today. But they said that this is the wrong way to go about it, which is to do tariffs, and that it will hurt the American economy.
Wow. And here's a big one, too. And thank you, too, to you, because you tripped me onto this as well. And I dug into this as well, the fact that Time Magazine sold. That's huge. And who did Time Magazine sell to?
Well, it sold to a couple, and I'm blocking on their names.
Benoff.
Right now.
It's the Benoff people from Member Salesforce.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. But basically, they sold. Time Magazine was bought as part of three magazines, at least three magazines, including Sports Illustrated, et cetera. And this, the people that bought it are now selling off part of it. And what they've done is sold Time Magazine off for $190 million. That's with an M, million dollars. And they said that they're not going to influence the editorial. Now, of course, Time Magazine, when print was it, before the Internet, was a huge entry, and everybody, of course, read it. Now it isn't read so much, but, of course, they also have an online presence.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And then the last thing, I think this was so interesting, Coca-Cola looking into the cannabis market.
Well, that's right. Coca-Cola is definitely looking into the cannabis market. Now, what's so interesting about it is that they claim that they are not going to use anything that is addictive or mood altering, etc. However, it's very interesting. There was a man from Northwestern by the name of Miller, Professor Miller, who basically said, "Hey, look, cannabis is where Coca-Cola started out. Actually, they started out with Coke, as we know it, and they took out the active ingredient in 1904.
Wow. 1904. Who knew? Ellen Ratner, great stuff. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.
From Talk Media News, boy, oh, boy, it's interesting because you look at the $200 billion in tariffs from China, as Ellen said, pointed out, 10% tariff, 25% by the end of the year. The other thing is the opioid bill, 99-1. That's an interesting number, as she said, in flushing that out. And, of course, now the fact with, Kavanaugh and the public hearing with Kavanaugh and talking about the fact that there's not going to be a committee vote this Thursday. And it's a question of figuring out the veracity of the accuser who said she didn't want to come forward because she didn't want to become another Anita Hill. So it's been four decades, and it's this woman's name is Christine Blasey Ford, as I understand, and she's saying that this was back in the 80s, and you would be talking about a 15-year-old prep school student going to a party with boys and a nearby boys' school. And that he trapped her in a bedroom. So, boy, oh, boy, I wonder how this is all going to turn out for Kavanaugh. Hang with us. Terrible floods. Florence was a wreck. Kate Delaney, NBC, or Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines
U.S. takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumin-S twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumin-S, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
China has 17 confirmed deaths due to this storm. We mourn the loss of each and every life, and our hearts go out to their friends and their family.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was Governor Cooper from North Carolina. Hi, everybody, Kate Delaney. And I'll tell you what, we were talking about Florence, and before it was going to hit, what was it going to be like? Oh, a Cat 4, and then a 3, and then a 2. And our worst fears are confirmed, because it's very much like Houston and some other areas we've seen, where it's about that wall of water and the constant rain and the hovering over. So the torrential rain from Florence finally coming to an end in the Carolinas, but the disaster of the river flooding is wreaking havoc and taking lives. That number has now grown much larger. At least 32 people in all have been killed. And this is, they're saying it might be weeks before the runoff from the storm is over with. And 19 rivers in the Carolinas, major flood stage, 20 expected to crest. This is just absolutely crazy, catastrophic, needless to say. I was looking at the amounts of rainfall, like Myrtle Beach, parts of Myrtle Beach, up to 40 inches of rain. Wilmington, well into that category of 40 inches. In Fayetteville, the Cape Fear River cresting 61.8 feet. That's more than 25 feet above flood stage, 7 feet above the all-time record. Of course, thousands of people evacuating, some not getting out, some not heeding the advice that what has happened in North Carolina and a small part of South Carolina is just unbelievable. And this was the concern. So it's going to be the costliest hurricane of the year so far. There's no question. It's probably somewhere about $60 billion in economic impact and damage probably total. So now this flash flood also moves north, and it's going to hit the people up north too as well, but it's the people that are surviving and the people who didn't survive. It's the sad, sad story of the one-year-old who died as his mother tried to hold on to him where there was lots of cars on the road. And this woman, you know, Daisy Lee, thought that she and her son were safe. And then she saw the barrels along Highway 218. She saw cars going in the opposite direction and drive through the barrels and past her. So she put the car into drive, went down the hill, and then the rush of water. And she tried to grab the son, and was holding on to him, and he died because he flew out of her arms. And it's just horrific. The environmental hazards with all this, the rivers, the lives, of course, the biggest thing, and then what you have to deal with in an aftermath of any kind of sort when you're talking about the weeks and weeks and months that follow, roads being completely washed away, areas where you simply have no access whatsoever. And they say, like, this kind of water every 1,000 years. And you look at the rivers, and that's what I did. I looked at a map, and I looked at the rivers, and trying to understand this, the Cape Fear River, the northeast area of the Cape Fear River, the Lumber River, the Little Petey River, the other sides of that, and the kind of flooding, especially in Wilmington and near Myrtle Beach and New Bern and Jacksonville and all of those areas that are right there by those rivers. And it's just unleashed just hell on utility crews, the people trying to rescue other people and whatnot. So, you know, there's signs of, yes, we need help. Yes, we need food. Please come and save us. That kind of stuff. There was even a train accident where 8 cars derailed. You saw floodwaters completely surrounding businesses, homes, churches in a town called Trenton in North Carolina. Rockfish Creek, I've actually gone by that, overflowed. And that's in Fayetteville. So this is what they're dealing with. They're standing on these train trestles looking out and watching as the river is cresting and watching everything get washed away. The rescues, incredible, because people couldn't get out, or people thought they could ride it out, and they couldn't ride it out. And when you see it, really get you. People trying to get ice and water and, you know, what you can imagine. So, as I said, this is going to be the costliest hurricane of the year. Up to $60 billion. I mean, who knows for sure, but they're saying probably up to $60 billion. So 10 tropical storms in all have formed over the Atlantic. 5 have been hurricanes. This is a crazy year. And the other thing that's going to happen to some of these people, FEMA comes in, there's lack of flood insurance. So that's miserable for the people who have had their homes ruined by this hurricane. And so much of this is due to, you know, the flooding and the shock of that. People waiting in lines at gas station for ice, electricity out, 100 roads cut off, power to 500,000 homes at least, maybe even more than that. That's why Governor Roy Cooper is saying it's an epic storm. It's still continuing. Rivers are rising. This is awful. And Wilmington really got the brunt of it. You know, that's a pretty coastal city, or was, of about 120,000 plus people. But they've had 2 feet of rain since Thursday. And they're saying the flooding is going to get much worse. So you had high water trucks from Fort Bragg that had to get into the city with food and water and that kind of stuff for people, but it took a long time for them to try to get there and to whirl their way through that water and the tragedies. Ugh. The boy that was swept away, like I said, from his mother after a flooded creek overwhelmed their car on Sunday, that was a horrific one. And they're telling people, don't drive around the barricades or into standing water. Roads are closed. That's the reason why. Don't do that. Even if you see other people doing it, don't do it. It's too dangerous. Parts of Interstate 9540 closed. Just closed. Done. Mandatory evac orders from some of those areas that I mentioned, some of those rivers. They're opening about 100 shelters across the state because it's that bad. And where are these people going to go? Even with relatives in trying to get out of the area, it's such a hard impossibility in some cases. And they did have some rescues where we were talking about helicopters going in. But in a lot of areas, they couldn't even do that. So it made it really, really tough in trying to get to people. And you just really feel for them when you see the rain from Florence and the flooding. And what else does this mean? You know what they're even saying, and you don't think about this, but the coal ash is a big concern. A concern, rather. And then the other concern is hog farms that have been flooded out. And what does that mean? Because they have lagoons, they have pits or dugouts that store animal waste. And what happens when that overflows? And they've already had that happen, at least 7 of them. So that's going to ruin, I mean, that's going to contaminate the water like you would not believe. The remains that would be the solid remains in the lagoon, so dangerous. They keep checking it. They're looking at the quality. They're worried about the potential impact. So that this is one of the big areas. And hog farmers, when they have any kind of a breach, they have to report it. But trying to get to these areas because of the difficulty with the evacuation with the flooding and get the information even is really, really hard. Because what happens with these pits, the bacteria, think of E. coli, salmonella. What does that cause? Kidney problems, fatigue, stomach problems, skin infections. So there's so much more going on because of the flooding. Terrible. Coming up next, I'm going to introduce you to an unbelievable woman. She didn't want to help her mother when she was dying of cancer. She ended up doing so, and it changed her life and her mother's. And her amazing heart and what she's done for the people of Haiti. She's got a book out. You definitely want to read it. Austin Royer Smith up next with me on ATN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. Hearing on the Hill, and it will all be public. The woman accusing President Trump's Supreme Court nominee of sexual misconduct scheduled to testify in an open hearing Monday.
I believe in order for me to assess the credibility of these allegations, that I want to have both individuals come before the Senate Judiciary Committee.
That's Maine Senator Republican Susan Collins. She wants to hear from nominee Brett Kavanaugh and accuser Christine Ford, who claims an incident happened more than 30 years ago when she and Kavanaugh were in high school in Maryland. Kavanaugh flat out rejects her allegation.
Obviously, if Judge Kavanaugh has lied about what happened, that would be disqualifying.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Next guest is in our virtual green room. Her name is Austine Royer Smith, and she wrote a book called Present Bouquets. Do you love that title? It conjures up, I think, all kinds of images of what could this possibly be about, and it's so interesting, I think, how she pulled this together, and there's so much about her life, I think, that's absolutely fascinating. And so that's why the title really, really, I believe, works. And wait till you meet her. So, Austine, without further ado, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. I'm very excited.
So you've been writing for a very long time, and I think there's a good discipline to that. Tell us overall what the theme of Present Bouquets is about.
Okay, I've always been a believer in taking care of the elderly, not putting them in a nursing home and forgetting about them. So when my mother became 84 and had cancer surgery and all that. Somebody had to take care of my mother, but I didn't want to. I really, really fought it a long time, 3 years, in fact. And so finally I gave in and went back to take care, moved in with my mother, take care of her. And I was pleasantly surprised to know that she had a lot of good years left and happy years. And so that's what made me go back to take care of my mother and give her bouquets while she's alive and could enjoy them. But the bouquet of my presence was what meant a lot to her, me being there with her. And she was supposed to live 2 years. She lived 10 years to the date that I moved in with her. And it was just in that. So I wrote the book to, and I got healed of all my childhood memories that was hindering my adult life. And so I got more out of it than my mama did. So, and that's why I call the book Present Bouquets, to give your elderly parents bouquets while they're alive.
Oh, such a beautiful sentiment. And I hope, and I know there's people that struggle with this, I hope that people are listening to you take that away, because as you said, it was so much more what she gave to you, right?
That's right. Yes, absolutely. I gleaned so much from that last 10 years that I stayed with her, and she traveled with me, but I still worked my mission out of there and went on and done the things I needed to do. And realized that I wasn't just confined to staying right under her all the time. But it just made a happy time for me and her.
Austin, do you think it made when she, because she lived so much longer, you said she was supposed to live for 2 years, she lived for 10. Do you think because she gave so much to you, but you obviously lit her up as well, do you think that that's something that could happen for other people? Because there's a sort of a lack of connection sometimes between elderly parents and their offspring.
Yeah, that's what her doctor said. You know, she had the cancer, and then he said, well, she'll live a couple of more years. Well, I moved in with her for just a couple of years. But, I mean, she started getting better, and she died 10 years later, cancer-free, and she was eating a cookie and watching the Atlanta Braves play ball. Dropped her head and went off. And so that's why I want other people to understand that. I want them to understand that they still have life. They may not be able to do what they, you know, what they were used to. But they still have the important, precious part of their life. And it's precious to us, too, as children.
Yeah.
As a children, you know, it's precious to us to know that we had an opportunity to go back and live the rest of the time out with her.
Wow.
So I really hope that this will touch people and then make them aware of the fact that they're still alive. They may not be at the end of the road yet.
Yeah, I mean, that's why the title is just so fitting for what we're talking about. We're speaking with Austin Royer Smith about her book, Present Bouquets. And you said, you know, getting out from underneath your mother, and probably that may have given you the courage to do some of what you've been able to do. I would be remiss not to tell the audience that you spent some time in Haiti, and you've got a really big heart and a big mission with working with some people who are very remote in Haiti. Tell the audience about that.
Yes. In 1983, I formed the Foundling House Mission. Foundling, the word foundling means child or children found abandoned. And there's like 5 million kids in Right, in those areas out there that do not have a place to live. Nobody to take care. We have 11-year-old kids that's taking care of two or three little siblings by themselves, living under trees or boxes or anything they can. So that's what we do. We work in the mountain areas of Haiti. And I've been there now for, it'll be 40 years in next June.
Wow.
40, I'll be there 40 years.
40 years. So you obviously have helped a lot of people. How many lives do you think you've touched?
Oh, I have no idea. But I guarantee you I'm well known even in the mountain. And we drilled the first well that has ever been drilled up there. And it was a 7-year drought. They were dying from thirst. So we drilled, had the Mennonite people to come and drill us a well. And we got a fresh water well now.
Wow.
And that's the first water they've ever seen besides rain. And but anyway, we're going to be drilling wells along with our orphanages.
That's tremendous. Do you, Austin, do you take books to the children?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have a school. See, we work under Haitian people who've already got a ministry, go in and lock in little shacks and all. And we go down there and we build and we provide the schools with tuitions and make sure they got regular teachers, you know. And, our children are educated. And we have some professionals that have already come out of our mission. And, education's the only way out of poverty. And we have helped build schools all over the place. And, but we're going to build a new orphanage where the school is going great. The church is going great. And, so we're going to build a bigger orphanage. I told our committee that I didn't want to build the mother of all orphanages. I wanted to build the grandmother of all orphanages and, you know, educate the children and get them started on to a life of prosperity instead of poverty. I'm a believer that prosperity can spread just as fast as poverty if you got the right tools and the right mind to do it.
Right, and you obviously have that. You have to be. What are you most proud of that's happened in Haiti for these, you know, for Haiti rather, for these people and for this orphanage? The fact that you've been able to help so many people and it's grown, and you've been able to bring the water in the wells.
Oh yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Wow. That's such a tremendous story. And we'll tell everyone again, we're speaking to Austin Royer Smith. The book is called Present Bouquets. And I so hope that people who are struggling with what to do, and we see that this is a problem, Austin, for so many people with elderly parents, your story is so timely for those that are dealing with that and the stories and what you can learn. And I'm sure you learned a lot more about your family history by spending that time with your mom, didn't you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I raised three girls, single mother, successfully. They all got educations and just really doing a great job with their life. And but also all the funds from my books go 100% to the orphanage.
Wow.
And yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll remind everyone of that as we talk about that, that all of the money goes to the orphanage. Austin Royer Smith, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm just excited for the opportunity to talk to you.
Thanks, Austin.
public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Come on, Annie. Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see the stars.
Cowboy heroes, cops and robbers, glamorous stripes, bigger than life. Sitting in the darkness, what a world to see. Let's go to the movies, Annie. Wait and see.
Betsy Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super.
I gotta love that.
Shirley Temple and dear Jackie Cooper.
If you don't go to the movies, a great place to see some good theater is through the miracle of the 10,000 shows that are being streamed. And actually, some of the quality of the shows, I think, is really, really good. It's just that I really believe too much TV is a brutal thing, so you want to make it kind of an appointment sort of TV. And there's some great stuff out there, including three guys that I like that are in three things that I watched. Henry Winkler, who was in Barry, Jeff Daniels, who was in Godless, and Peter Dinklage, who is in Game of Thrones. And a lot of people are, they either like Game of Thrones or they don't like Game of Thrones, but I'm a Throny, so I'm going to say that I like it. And I think one of the great moments from the Emmys, and they were very weak, I just caught bits and pieces, but was definitely Henry Winkler, and the fact that he wins an Emmy. And here's what he had to say about winning an Emmy and thanking his family.
My wife, Stacy. Oh, my God. My cast and crew. And the kids, Jed, Zoe, and Max, you can go to bed now. Daddy won!
He was very excited, and he plays this role in Barry, where Barry is a assassin, but he wants to be an actor, so he's his acting coach, and he goes to the theater and is there with other actors, but in the meantime, he's getting paid to kill people, and not Henry Winkler, but Bill Hader. So this is an HBO show, and it's popular with a lot of people, and Bill Hader won an Emmy as well for the lead character. It was supporting for Henry Winkler, who we remember from a long, long time ago when I was a little kid, when he played the Fonz. And he's always been a popular guy, I think, because he's very normal from what Hollywood people say. I love Jeff Daniels. We want to talk about a normal guy. I think he hangs out in Michigan with his family. He won an Emmy for lead actor for a Western called Godless. Here's what he had to say.
Little tip for you young actors. When they call and say, can you ride a horse? Don't lie. You will find on day one you're in the Kentucky Derby.
Because he talked about having to learn how to ride a horse and what, you know, basically thanking the horse in the end. And he's brilliant in it, though. And if you like Westerns, it is a really good series to watch. And it's called Godless because of the territory they're in and because of what happens. And this is a show that was on Netflix. So he wins for that. Other Emmys that were handed out, I said my three guys. Peter Dinklage was another guy who wins, and Dinklage is a dwarf who's popular and has been in a lot of movies. He plays a great character in Game of Thrones, which there's just one more little mini season left, and then winter comes and goes, and we're done with that series. But here's what he had to say.
Thank you, Dave and Dan, for changing my life. I cannot walk down the street anymore. But you are honestly the most talented, amazing people I know, besides my wife.
All right, and so Game of Thrones is another HBO property and wildly popular, which is why he makes the comment that he can't walk down the street. There were the books, the series, Game of Thrones, and then turned into what really exploded into a very, very popular series. So Dinklage was one of the big winners for Game of Thrones, which the drama also won. It was stiff competition. Some of you might watch The Americans because that's that whole Cold War thing on FX. I think it's pretty good. The Crown is about Queen Elizabeth. That was another popular series. The Handmaid's Tale is popular on Hulu. This Is Us is popular on NBC. Westworld is popular on HBO. But anyway, Game of Thrones, those three guys were my guys. 70th time they've done this primetime Emmy thing, and there were some bizarre twists in it, including the fact that the Saturday Night Live guys were the hosts. And I think they had a really tough time pulling that off because normally they do a little bit where they're funny back and forth doing the news for Saturday Night Live. And, of course, it depends on the news and what jokes are written and that kind of stuff. But it didn't work, I don't think, at all for an Emmy Award show. So much better when you just have a solo host or a comedian, yada, yada, yada. And that's it. They take the prizes. And like I said, my guys won. You want something good to watch? Everybody's always asking me that. If there's nothing at the movies, see Jeff Daniels and the series Godless on Netflix. It's interesting. If you like Westerns, you will like Godless. So Colin Jost and Michael Chi, I would say, are good at what they do on the Saturday Night Live thing. bombed when it came to the 70th Emmy Awards, and you could tell there were some struggles when they had their opening monologue. But hey, they took the chance and they dove in, let's put it that way. So while the stars are at the Emmys, they did have a good moment where they talked about thinking about the people of North Carolina and donating money to the Red Cross and places that you could call for the for Hurricane Florence. And I've mentioned some of the horrible elements of things that are happening, and there are, you know, because of the overflow of the rivers and the roads being washed out, and how awful that is for the people there and the shelters they've had to set up. And this is some horrific stuff that we've seen, like with Harvey, and now we're seeing it again with Florence, and it's going to get worse. So you've got Red Cross workers that are trying to do what they can. There's been a lot of states, other states too, also, by the way, impacted by what's happened with Hurricane Florence. So the best thing to do is to donate to the relief effort and do what you can. And so I've got the you know, the places where you can go is you can donate to the American Red Cross disaster relief efforts for Hurricane Florence. That's an easy way to do it. You can do it by phone, certainly. You can click on American, you know, redcross.org, and then it takes you right to the whole Florence thing. And they are trying to funnel as everything they can to the people there who, like I said, are struggling with the flooding that's going to swamp the Carolinas for weeks, and the death toll is certainly climbing there. To recap the start of the show, a lot of people are talking about whether or not Brett Kavanaugh should be worried about the confirmation to the highest court in the land and the incredible honor to have a lifetime appointment as the next Supreme Court justice. So now there's going to be a hearing where there's going to be testimony on what happened back in 1982 when a woman named Christine Ford says that, you know, that she was trapped in the bedroom of a house in Maryland where a party was being held, and Kavanaugh tried to pull her clothes off. When she yelled, he put his hand over her mouth to stop her, is what she is saying. But is there veracity in this or not? Because there are others who are saying that that's not true. So now there's going to be testimony to that fact. And will it rock this nomination or not? The confirmation is not on track for Thursday, at least in a kind of a vote, certainly. And we'll see what happens with this research professor who said she didn't want to come forward because she didn't want to be skewered. So it turns again in a different direction, perhaps. I say that cautiously, perhaps, because it is all about what happens in those hearings, what is said, what he answers, what she has to say, that kind of thing. Be safe for all of you listening to us in the Carolinas. And thanks so much to the rest for listening to this version, this hour of America Tonight.
Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever Mahalo makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.